Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, if you like to cook, and you'd like to know what goes on behind the scenes in making a radio production, you'll be interested in this week's episode of Eyes on Success.
We'll be talking with Tim Cummings, who produces the Cooking in the Dark radio program that's aired on ACB Radio and other streaming services. And we'll also, towards the end, talk about internet radio in general and how to get streaming radio to play on your listening device. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Tim Cummings.
The thing that's really exciting about the show is that we'll get emails from people who say, you know, I lost my sight, and one of the things that I used to love to do is cook, but I was always afraid of it and kind of nervous about it. And, you know, after listening to your program, I got the encouragement to start doing it again. Some people take small steps. It may be, you know, first just kind of learning how to use the microwave, but, you know, eventually learning how to use the stove and then learning how to cook stuff on a gas grill or in a smoker. And I've always said that blind people, like everyone else, we love to eat. And if you love to eat and you learn to cook, you'll be a lot happier.
You know, the great thing about the internet is no matter what your interest is, you can find somebody who's interested in the same thing, or you can learn about the same thing, or in this case, listen to a radio show, connect with others about that topic. And there's just anything you can imagine if you search for it on the net.
And the other part of Tim's message is, if there's something you liked to do before you lost your vision, there's really no reason why you can't keep doing it after you lost your vision, whether it's cooking, which is what Tim will be talking about, or audio production, which he'll also be talking about, or any number of other things. And we've done shows about people who knit and people who do martial arts and people who hike great distances. And none of these people can see, but it doesn't stop them from doing any of these activities. Turning now to our low-tech item, we'll meet Tim Cummings and learn a bit about both him and ACB Radio, which airs the Cooking in the Dark show.
Can you start by introducing yourself to our listeners?
Sure. My name is Tim Cummings. I live in Brighton, Massachusetts, and I'm producer of the Cooking in the Dark show, heard on ACB Radio.
And I take it you are visually impaired?
Yes, I'm totally blind.
Can you tell us the nature of your visual impairment?
These days, it's known as ROP. Back in the day, it was known as RLF, retrolental fibroplasia. I was born 3.5 months premature, and as a result of that, that's how I became blind.
So you've been totally blind since birth?
Yes.
And you obviously learned all those mobility and probably braille skills back then.
I did. I actually went to public school, so I was one of these mainstreamed kids. But I had a good situation in the sense that I was mainstreamed, but I was in a resource program for part of the day, and then the rest of the day I was in the regular classroom. As I got older and older, I spent less time in the resource room and more time in the regular classroom, but I was able to learn Braille and how to use a slate and stylus and mobility and all those blindness skills that we all need to survive.
It's a lot easier to learn those things when you're young, isn't it?
It definitely is a lot easier.
You see a lot of older people having trouble picking up those skills later in life.
Yeah, Braille particularly is, I think the older you are, the harder it is to learn to read Braille.
Sometimes you're referred to as Tom and sometimes as Tim. Is there a story behind that?
My name's actually Thomas, but since I was 3.5 months premature, everyone in the hospital called me Tiny Tim. So my nickname is Tim. So everybody knows me as Tim, but that's correct. My official name is Thomas.
So how long have you been at ACB Radio?
On a regular basis, probably since about 2005, I guess. I do some production work for the Main Menu program, but of course my main work at ACB Radio is producing the Cooking in the Dark show.
Now, many of our listeners actually listen to Eyes on Success over ACB Radio, but I'm sure there are many other listeners who've never even heard of it. Can you describe what ACB Radio is?
Sure. ACB Radio was started by the American Council of the Blind, must be 10 or 15 years ago, and it has a couple of different streams on it, but the stream that a lot of people listen to is what's called the mainstream, which has programs about blindness for people who are interested in old-time radio. There's a stream that just plays old-time radio 24 hours a day if you want to listen to that. There is a interactive stream, which is the station where you would go to listen to blind DJs who spin records, all different types of music. There's a world stream where you can go to listen to things from different services like the Voice of America or United Nations Radio. And then there's also a special stream for live programming. For example, when ACB has its convention every year, its national convention, they will stream that. So you can actually go, and if you can't make it to the convention, you can listen to the convention streamed live.
Well, and then many of the broadcasts on ACB Radio are repeated every couple of hours. I know when they air Eyes on Success, they play it
starting at 10 p.m. on Wednesday and every 2 hours through the night and all through Thursday on the even hour, Eastern time.
And that's the way they do most of the shows on ACB Radio. They'll play them initially once, and then they'll repeat them every, depending on the show, every 2 or 3 hours. For the next 24 hours.
And that's just the diversity you can see on ACB Radio with the variety of topics they cover and different interests, music and other topics. And the internet is a big place. Nancy and I are big fans of internet radio. We listen to stations from all around the world. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is the Cooking in the Dark show and what's involved in producing it. This is how it starts every week.
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
The kitchen. I will go to the kitchen. And although some recipes I cannot read, still I'm sure I can do everything I need. This show, Cooking in the Dark, it is the key.
Well, as you said, that's how the show starts, but there's a lot that has to happen to make the show possible.
What we wanted to talk to you about primarily was your role as a producer at ACB Radio, and in particular, the show that you primarily produce, Cooking in the Dark. So let's start with talking about your role as a producer. What do you actually do?
I actually record the initial program. Then after it is initially recorded, I edit it because our show isn't broadcast live. So I edit it, and then I will upload it to the Cooking in the Dark site and the other sites where we send the program out so that it can be played when it gets time for them to play the program.
Now, when you say you record it, that means you're running the soundboard and somebody else is talking?
Yes, that's correct. I have a whole bunch of gear here. I have a mixer. I have a couple different sound cards, a couple different microphones. So, yeah, my job is really behind the scenes. So I am just doing the recording. I'm usually not heard on air, so to speak.
And where do you record the show?
The program is not recorded all in the same place. It's done here. And in Texas as well. So we have two sites for the program. My wife, who's the co-host, is here, and the host of the program is in Houston, Texas. So we actually use Skype to do the recording and communicate back and forth with each other.
And when he says here, he means outside Boston, Massachusetts, which is almost 2,000 miles from Houston, Texas. So they're pretty spread out.
Can you talk about some of the equipment that you use for this and some of the accessibility concerns?
Sure. I have a mixer, the Mackie 802 VLZ3 mixer. I have three different sound cards that I'm using at the same time. One of the sound cards that I'm using will handle the Skype contact between this studio and the other and our other studio in Houston. I have another sound card, which is just used for my screen reader, which is, in my case, is Window Eyes. So that doesn't get into the mix. And then I have a third sound card that I use because we will play things during the show when we're recording. We'll play the intro music, the outro music. We have music at the breaks, different little, what's called in radio, actualities that we bring into the recording. And so to do all that, I use three different sound cards all hooked up to my laptop here and my mixer. And then my wife, Cheryl, who's the co-host of the show, she uses a headset microphone, the kind that a lot of sportscasters will use. And then Dale Campbell, who is the host of our show down in Houston, Texas, he uses a USB wireless headset microphone as well because he's doing the cooking in the kitchen. So he's got to be able to move around. So that's why he uses a wireless mic. And then, of course, for the editing, I use a little program called Goldwave, which is about a $40 two-track audio editing program, which is very accessible. I use that for the recording and the editing of the program.
And what do you use as a recording device?
For recording the program, I actually use a Plextalk Pocket, a hardware recorder that's plugged into my mixer. And I use that for recording. And then I use Goldwave for queuing up all the actualities that I'm going to use. And I just have all the files open. And I just switch from one to the other.
Oh, neat. How did you get into this? This takes a lot of special skills and knowledge about audio and mixers and wiring and software.
Kind of a funny story because I've been interested in audio since I was a kid. And I remember when I was 10 years old, I got my first cassette recorder. And I mean, I just took that thing everywhere. And I mean, I recorded everything. And it was just a real big hobby of mine. I recorded interviews with my grandfather and, you know, all these kind of fun things. And when I finally got into the computer age, it was back in the late 80s, and it was in the DOS days. And then Windows came out, and I really wasn't crazy about switching over to the Windows operating system, because as you remember back then, it was pretty tough to find software that worked with Windows. There weren't too many screen readers out there that were available to work with Windows. And one of the big things that really got me into finally switching over to the Windows operating system was when I discovered that I could do audio production on the computer. But in order to do that, I'd have to switch over to Windows. And that was one of the big things that got me to switch over to the Windows operating system. So once I started that, I never looked back.
How did the Cooking in the Dark show get started in the first place?
Cooking in the Dark actually started out as part of the Blind Handyman program, which was on back on ACB Radio a couple of years ago. It was done outside of Houston, Texas. And it was a show where these three blind guys would talk about home repair and things like that. And once a month, they had this friend of theirs on named Dale Campbell, and they would do a cooking show. Dale wanted to do the show more than just once a month. He wanted to do a weekly program. And my friend Phil Parr, who was producing the Blind Handyman show, said, well, you know, Dale, I don't have the time to do it, but I have somebody who might be interested in helping you produce the show. And Dale called me and I said, well, Dale, I'd be happy to produce the show. I said, just one caveat is I will produce the show, but you need to have a co-host because you really can't do it by yourself. And my wife, who is blind and loves to cook, would love to be your co-host. And so we got started actually back in 2005.
Now, this show has been going on for a long time. What has changed since the beginning of the show?
It's been an evolution. When we initially started recording the show, we were using this old piece of equipment that I'd gotten, which was a phone patch device. It was a device you could plug a microphone into it, and then the person who you were speaking to would be on the telephone. So when we initially started recording, my wife Cheryl was actually on a regular microphone, but Dale was actually on the telephone. And then as we went along and things improved, and then when finally Skype came along, we decided to improve things a bit. And so the audio quality and the whole production of the show has gotten a lot better because of that, because now both Cheryl and Dale are using microphones and they almost sound like they're in the same room, even though they're way across the country from each other.
So is this all done within everybody's homes? Are they standing in their individual kitchens thousands of miles away doing the show?
Cheryl is actually sitting here next to me. She's sitting on the couch with her headset on, and she's got the recipes in front of her, and she's chatting with Dale about them. And Dale is actually in his kitchen in Houston, Texas, with the pots and pans in his hand and all the ingredients and with his headset on. and he's doing all the cooking.
I gather Dale's blind also.
Yes, yes, Dale is blind. He lost his sight in an auto accident a while back, but he loved to cook before he lost his sight and decided that it was one thing that he still wanted to do. And so he actually does all the cooking for his family because he just loves to cook.
So you said your wife sits on the sofa with the recipes. Does she use some sort of note taker, or she has a screen reader going into her earphones, or what?
Yeah, she's got a netbook computer with a screen reader, and she's got a little earphone that she wears so she can follow along with Dale and the recipes and kind of prompt him for what ingredients he may, you know, need next. And any questions that she has or any comments she has on the recipe, she'll ask him questions about it. So she's sitting there, and, you know, they have great banter back and forth, and he's in there in his kitchen standing there with his headset on doing all the cooking. And even when we've had the like when he's done cooking outside, he can go outside because he's got a wireless Bluetooth setup, so he can go outside and be standing at his gas grill or his smoker and cooking out there.
So we've been talking to Tim about their process for recording and producing their show. And this year's year-end special, which will be show 1352 coming out at the end of December, we'll be talking about our end-to-end process, how we create Eyes on Success. So if you're interested in that, come back then and listen to that show.
So can you give us the run-through of a typical show?
Typical show, we'll start with our theme music. And then Cheryl will come in and welcome everybody to the program. And then I have some applause that I play because we pretend like we've got a real studio audience there. And then Dale comes in and he and Cheryl discuss what they're going to do for the day in terms of what recipes they're going to do. That's usually about 6 or 7 minutes. Then Dale tells a joke and then we go into our first musical break. Then we have, you know, the next segment where Dale will start the first recipe that he's doing. So we usually have about 3 breaks during an actual show, and the show is about 56 minutes in length.
So I assume, for example, if you need to boil a pot of water, and that's going to take 5 or 10 minutes, maybe in Houston it doesn't take as long because it's so hot already, you don't actually include all that time in the show. Or if somebody says chop up 2 cups of carrots or whatever, you don't include the time for doing that stuff. You just kind of assume that's been done ahead of time, or you say, now I'm going to chop 2 cups of carrots and it only takes 10 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I will do some editing. If something takes longer, I mean, one day, for example, we were making a cake and Dale had to do some mixing and it took quite a while because the ingredients had to be mixed in a certain way and it just took forever and ever and ever. So obviously, when that was finally edited down, I cut some of that out. I mean, the other thing is, for example, if let's say something is got to be cooked and, you know, it's got to be in the oven for 40 minutes. Obviously, we're not going to keep all that 40 minutes in the show if it's near the end of the show. So we will do some editing afterwards. We'll usually record it long enough so that whatever we're recording is done. But we won't also obviously keep that in the whole show because the show's only 55 or 56 minutes in length.
When they say chill it in the refrigerator overnight, we don't have to sit around and listen to it being chilled.
If we're doing a crock pot recipe and it's, you know, say, well, this has got to stay in the crock pot for 8 hours. You don't have to listen for 8 hours while it's sitting and cooking in the crock pot.
So how long do you actually record for in order to get your 56 minutes of audio?
Well, this is kind of funny because when we initially started, it was a new experience. It would take us probably, I mean, I think the first show we did, and we were just making pizza, I think probably took 3 or 4 hours. Now we've gotten it down to the point where probably for an hour show, take us an hour and a half. And what we will do usually is we will record usually 2 shows a week. We stay a little bit ahead of the curve. Once in a while, if we're really ambitious, we'll record 3 shows a week, but usually at 2 shows a week. So we get to stay ahead of things a little bit. So we're not scrambling.
So you only air 1 a week?
We only air 1 a week. That's correct.
So when you say you record 2 shows a week, that means in one recording session, you'll do 2 back-to-back?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's what we do. We always do 2 or 3 shows at a time. Of course, ours are half as long as yours. But, you know, once you get everything set up and everybody together and the equipment figured out, it isn't worth just doing one.
Yeah, you know, the phrase, you want to have a couple of shows in the can just in case something happens. And, you know, also there'll be times when either Cheryl and I want to take a week off or Dale wants to take a week off. So we've done 270 shows.
So just because the show is done and recorded, some people might think that's the end of the process. But then comes the post-production time and distribution and other things that have to be done.
Yeah, the show initially has to be edited down to the correct length. And then the show has to be uploaded to ACB Radio and sent out to them and sent out to the other places that it goes to. I mean, it's distributed to ACB Radio and other radio reading services as well. So that distribution method has to be done. And what I will do usually is, once the show is all produced, I have an email distribution list, and I will send people out an email with an HTML link in it where they can go and grab the latest show and download it. And then, of course, put it on the air, put it into their schedule whenever they have slotted the particular time for the show to run.
And what variety of topics do you cover? Are these all cooking? I assume there's some tips thrown in.
Yes, we do recipes, obviously, but we do have tips. We've demonstrated some cooking things on the show. We've demonstrated when Walmart came out with a talking microwave. We demonstrated that on the air. You know, we've demonstrated different utensils and smokers on the air and things like that. So, yeah, it's anything that's related to cooking. Tips, we'll talk about sometimes if we're cooking meat, you know, Dale will mention what temperature, for example, to cook particular cut of meat up to make sure that it's cooked long enough, things like that. Any kind of tips that deal with how to do things, for example, safety in the kitchen. How do you cut things so that you don't injure yourself and things like that? So anything dealing with cooking, we'll cover it at one time or another during the show.
For this week's high-tech item, we'll be talking about internet radio in general, how to get streaming audio, and how to get ACB radio over the internet in particular.
Internet radio can really be a great resource for people to listen to not only ACB radio with all your various streams, but radio stations from around the world.
Oh, it's amazing. When I was a kid, I was a big shortwave listener. I used to listen to things like the BBC and Voice of America and Radio France International and all these different stations. And a lot of them now have gone to the internet. So you don't have to drag out your old radio and listen to stations fading in and out at night. You can just find the URL of the link where you want to click and listen to any particular station. There are plenty of radio stations to listen to over the internet, that's for sure.
In fact, that's virtually all we listen to these days is internet radio. Even for some of the local stations, which you could get over the AM radio, the quality is a lot better when they're streaming over the internet.
Oh, it's so much better. It's really amazing. And like you said, with portable devices, as long as you've got some kind of wireless connectivity, you can sit out on your back porch and listen to your favorite radio station and just have a great time.
Oh, yeah. When we travel, we've been listening to internet radio over our telephones.
Oh, it's awesome. Particularly if you're a real radio fanatic, you really can find all these stations. And not only stations here in the United States, but stations all over the world. And it really is a fun way, especially if you're into radio listening, it's a fun way to keep it up and just have a nice listening experience.
And for those that aren't familiar with it, can you describe what a stream is and how it works?
Sure. Stream, basically, what it does is it goes out over the air. So what you would do is you would get onto your computer, go to a website, click on a particular link, and you would actually be able to hear whatever player you're using, whether it's Windows Media or Winamp or whatever audio player of choice, you'd be able to listen to a radio station actually online, actually over the internet.
If you have a mobile device, you can take it with you anywhere you want.
Oh, yes. If you have an iPhone or if you have a netbook or one of the other mobile devices that are out there, you can listen on the go. It's very nice if you have access to wireless connectivity.
And using the example of ACB radio, do you know offhand what the URL is you would go to find it and then what the button is that you would look for to stream it?
Sure. You would go to www.acbradio.com acb.org. And then there's a link that says listen to ACB radio, and you would click on the link that says mainstream, and then you would be able to listen to the stream.
And when does this air on ACB radio?
We air Saturday evenings starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, and then it reruns every 2 hours through Sunday.
So is there anything you wanted to add?
I would just tell people to tune in, and if you want, I can give the website where people can go and catch all our shows if they can't hear them on ACB radio. And there's also an email list that people can subscribe to as well.
Yeah, can you give all that contact information?
Sure. If people want to actually listen to any of the previous shows, they would go to the following URL, http://www.cookinginthedark, all run together, cookinginthedark.libsyn.com. And they can go there and listen to any of the old shows, and they can also go, if they like to listen to podcasts, there's a podcast feed that they can click on there to add Cooking in the Dark to their podcaster they're using, so they can grab the latest show every week. And if people want to subscribe to our cooking list, where they can get tips about cooking and swap recipes and so forth, what they do is they send a message to Cooking in the Dark, all run together, Cooking in the Dark /request@acbradio.org. And they just put subscribe in the subject line, and they'll get added to the mailing list, and they'll start getting email from the list.
So in your archive of nearly 300 shows, is there an easy way to tell what recipes are being covered in each show? So if somebody's more interested in baking or grilling or pasta or something.
Yes. When they go to the website, there's an edit box where they can go and just type in the word that they want, bacon or whatever. And all the shows where they talk about bacon will come up in a list, and they can just download any of those shows that they want and listen to them. There's also show notes. If they scroll down through the shows, they'll see a little blurb after each show talking about what was cooked that particular day, what recipes were prepared during that particular show.
Cool.
And as usual, if you didn't catch all of that, which we didn't expect people would on the fly, we have all that information at our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net, in the show notes associated with this show. And you'll find other resources there. So give it a look.
That's it for show number 1345. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about music editing and creation with Dancing Dots. Dancing Dots offers a variety of accessible tools for creating and reading musical scores, turning printed scores into Braille and vice versa, and also editing audio. We'll talk with Bill McCann about his musical journey and the tools that the company he founded has developed for musicians at any level. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook and Audioboo at Eyes on Success, and on Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day. Thank you.